get it cleared up.
Well, at least I know what's going on. He's trying to sell this. It was 2 years ago we got it. He got it. Okay, he said fall of 24 or something there.
23.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he's trying to sell it, but he can't get a clear title because they go back. They don't do the title search till he's looking to sell, and we didn't have it. That's what they're telling them, that we didn't have it for the 3 months.
Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, 8 a.m., Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Mike.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Vicki. Absent.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections or additions that anybody's aware of?
Do we have to do that on the re-motion for the, those tracks, or what, how are we going to do
that? Yeah, we'll do that. You want to add that?
Yeah, we can add that. Wherever you want to put it.
So when we get into the auditor's office, Julie, let's rescind the motion on the $11 for them tracks and re-vote on that. Motion to approve the agenda corrections.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean?
Yep.
What was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Highway Department. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a minute or two. All right. So, first on my to-do list is culvert bids for 2026. And we received one bid. All the bid documents, bid bond was intact. And that was from True North Steel. And prices are unchanged from last year.
Same as last year.
So I would just request a motion to accept that, please.
There are acceptable numbers.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, they were last year's, apparently.
They're the same as last year, yeah. Which I'm surprised. So.
Make a motion to approve the culvert bids from True North Steel for the 2026 year.
Motion, is there a second? Motion and second, is there any further discussion? That's pretty good because we didn't know exactly what tariffs were going to control on whatever and steel. And
I was pleasantly surprised. And of course, that's FOP, so delivered to Barnes County. Yeah. If townships have specialty pipes and they're not a full load, then the townships would have to pay delivery for those. But for our full loads to the shop, that includes the delivery price. So.
Good.
Mike?
Yes.
Vicki? Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
All right. Next, I'm requesting to approve and sign a contract for a cost-sharing agreement between the City of Valley City and Barnes County for the 8th Avenue Southwest Barnes County 21 Loves Interchange maintenance overlay that we're partnering with the DOT to complete. The local share is $12,304, 50-50 split with the City of Valley City. So our share would be $6,152. State's Attorney Duffy did review the contract, and it was acceptable. So I'm asking for your approval to enter into that cost share agreement today.
Motion to accept.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
It's just engineering. These aren't construction costs.
No, this is construction costs.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay. When will that be done?
The bid was released on May 10th and accepted. Came in under engineer's estimate, and they're hoping...
Next week?
Within, you know, as soon as construction season starts. The DOT has got a project in their yard, and so the same contractor, it appears, is going to be doing both.
Is it mostly paving?
It's just a mill and overlay as a Band-Aid until...
For that broken up area?
Yeah. Until we can get a permanent fix, which... if you recall, we got the $1.3 million with Prairie Dog funding awarded. That is if all the buckets fill up. So we could be probably 4 or 5 years out from a permanent fix for the Loves Interchange.
The Band-Aid's better than nothing.
Yeah, so.
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I would just need your signature, Bill, and okay. Julie's signature with the date. If you want to pass that along. Just a quick update. Brian Pykwinski, myself, Grand Prairie Township, and Mini Lake Township met with Blackhawk Farms. We had great dialogue. We've made a verbal commitment, or we received a verbal commitment from Blackhawk Farms to accept the responsibility for the local cost for a project should we be awarded the agricultural infrastructure grant that we applied for, and that would be to build up from the hog farm going east to North Dakota 32. Just for a quick synopsis of those costs, the total cost to do a project, it would be building a mile of road and reinforcing it, and then reinforcing the other mile and a half that's already existing. That total cost is estimated to be $1,478,800, with the hog farm picking up the remainder after the grant of $295,760. So I just wanted to let you know that is off and running, and we'll see where it goes. It's sitting on the aid commissioner's desk, is what I was told this morning. So.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
So Blackhawk will pay it all and townships don't pay anything.
That's correct. They verbally committed to that during our meeting with them like 10 days ago-ish.
Verbally committed. That's the way it's going to be done.
Yeah, it's verbally committed because the grant hasn't been awarded.
Approved yet.
Yeah.
The only other thing, if there wasn't the grant, was that Blackhawk would have to build it themselves.
That's correct.
To the standard of the township or the county, and then ask that we take it over.
That is correct. So it behooves them to only pay roughly $300,000. This is all contingent and only verbal, simply because they haven't gone through the whole permitting process with the state. We're not a go yet on the hog farm. This is all part of the preliminary. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's only a verbal at this time.
Would that be $80,000 then?
Yes, it would be unrestricted.
Yeah.
So that was their wish. Real quickly, it came to my attention that John Deere was having a auction sale, if you will, and there might be a skid steer on there. Bill, when was that auction sale?
It starts on the 1st of May.
Starts on the 1st of May. I would just like permission to start looking for a skid in addition to the current skid steer that we have. I'm looking for a high flow machine, preferably with tracks so that we could put a mower on it. We could use it for not only mowing cattails in the ditch, but also use it in conjunction with our other unit that would be down in with, or this tracked one would be used with the culverts, and then we would use our current skid steer to go out and go patching with. And so I'd like to start looking, see what our options are for a skid.
I just mentioned it because they're having an auction, and the way their auctions have been going, you save a lot of money.
The factory or you guys?
No, us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got several different locations, and ours is one of them that's got it. Mm-hmm. Along with smaller little tractors and whatever. So,
do you have a price range in mind?
Yeah.
What did you budget for?
Yeah, I budgeted for it.
Did we approve it?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Not tell me a story.
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay.
No. I haven't started looking for equipment yet. I am a little behind the game, but I wanted to see how all of our grant monies came out and where the projects were sitting before I started actively pursuing equipment purchases. So I had a skid steer on my wish list. I also had another gravel trailer, selling our old one that's from the 90s and replacing that with a newer one like our existing. We had teetered with the payloader. I don't know, we could probably get by. We don't get a lot of use. We don't put a lot of hours on those, so we could probably hold off on that.
We have 3 payloaders, right?
Yes, sir.
We use old one much?
Yes. Yep, we have 2 out in the out county pits and then 1 in the yard. So, but yeah, I had several pieces of equipment on the list. I can send that out to you guys if you'd like.
I was just checking.
I'm always going to ask. So, and then finally, I know it's not on the agenda, but I'd like you guys to at least kick it around and let's start dialogue. As you know, the Daisy shop is open. We don't have an operator in the Daisy shop, so that leaves me technically 1 short. I was wondering what your thoughts were about the possibility of adding another seasonal part-timer just for the summer to help pick up that slack. So it would be just like our other part-time seasonal people, 30 hours a week max, no benefits, no overtime, no holidays, no nothing.
To do what job?
This would be a retired employee,
okay.
And they would come back and they would be blading. And then that would free up a man to go do culverts and patching and gravel.
You have somebody in mind then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so roughly doing the math, 12 to 16 weeks, so say it's a maximum of 16 weeks or 4 months, bring them in 30 hours a week, it's 480 hours, $14,200-ish. That's not with any of the payroll taxes, et cetera, et cetera. That's certainly a lot more fiscally responsible than bringing in a full-time benefited employee.
Yeah, $60,000
yeah.
Or more, $70,000.
Yeah. I'm not expecting you to give me an answer today because I am kind of springing it on you. I thought
Sounds
of
good
it.
Good to me. I mean, if that's workable, instead of hiring another just in my opinion.
Yeah, the seasonal part-timers that we have been bringing in are all formerly retired highway department
and worked
employees.
Awesome.
And it's been phenomenal. We have gotten so much work done.
Right.
And then, of course, then we don't have to... We can Band-Aid that full-time employee, and we don't need them quite as much.
Yeah.
So
I sure have no problem. Sounds like money well spent.
Whose motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion if we need one to let Jamie hire a seasonal part-timer at the rate she requested for the 12 to 14 weeks in the summer.
Yeah, I was thinking a maximum of 16
weeks.
That would be max. Sometimes we're not as blessed with as long a construction season.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And it works really good for the retired guys because they can kind of come and go as needed. If you have a rain, if it's raining out, they're not going to come.
You don't pay any benefits? You don't pay
no benefits,
overtime,
no overtime, no holidays, nada. No. They come and go.
Okay, that's motion then.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
John.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
Yes. These are people you could work with fine then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to throw sticks and stones at you?
Yeah. They can work with you too?
Yes. Yes. I'm the person that I have in mind. We'd very much be welcomed back with open arms.
Okay.
So.
Well, let us know when it's final.
Yes, I will. Anybody
okay.
have any questions or concerns for the department?
Snowplows are off, I see.
Yes, sir. Snow. I'm declaring winter is over.
You hear that, Jess?
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's done.
Till Sunday morning, man.
How's blading going? Are you blading?
Yep, we've started blading.
A couple of mountains.
Yep. It's not all roads are created the same.
Yeah.
So some it's going great on, some we've had to stop. It just depends. We have done some blading on our county roads, specifically the county line and number one up by Wimbledon, which get an enormous amount of truck traffic, even with restrictions on. That doesn't always apply to everybody. So we have bladed those. They're holding together pretty good. Some of the townships that have been blading have had great success, where others we've opened up some frost heaves. Mm-hmm. So it just depends.
17 looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm very happy with how the roads
so
look
far.
After the winter. So we've had a good season.
The Cass County Barnes County line over here,
yes.
Is that restricted going from Barnes into the Cass portion of it?
Yes, we have ours restricted. I don't know what Cass's restriction
okay.
is. I believe their restriction is 7.
Just going with that truck that we were...
Yeah. I believe Cass is at 7-ton, but I'd have to double-check. I don't want to say officially. Anything
okay.
else? Good?
Good.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jess, you don't have anybody coming, do you?
I know of. I asked my husband what to do if he was keeping their clothes on, and they're doing one till May.
Oh, sure, a way to stab us.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm fine with you guys. That's when they quit their early mornings and stuff like that. So, all right.
What should you start now?
Uh-huh.
Emergency manager or zoning first?
I'm just on for
zoning.
Yep. First one is Michael Buck. For all three of these are trees. The first one's Michael Buck for a tree variance of 50 feet from the center of Township Road, 25th Street Southeast, in Anderson Township, and the board denied it at 50 feet but approved it at 100 feet.
So where is that?
It's right to the west of Scott Anderson's
Scott
place.
Scott Anderson's.
It's between the four-way where the big tree grove is and where Scott's.
And these trees were planted, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, his ex-wife planted them.
Yeah, I read them.
And, yeah, so he'll, the board requested that he moves them to 100 feet.
And they're cottonwoods.
Yeah, they will be, yeah, they're cottonwood trees.
And they approved that, right?
They denied the 50 feet, but approved 100.
Approved
yep.
The 100. And the township was fine with it, I see, Ryan, is okay.
Yep.
There's no snowfall troubles in ours there in the future.
Well, if it was at 50 feet, there maybe would have been, but at 100 feet, it should be fine because you know where the old house used to be there.
Whose place was that?
Buck. It was his dad's place.
Oh, okay. Make a motion to approve.
At 100?
Yeah, at 100. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, the next one is for another tree setback variance for Dennis and Adele Smith. 70 feet from the center of Township Road, 31st Street Southeast. This is in Beriska Township. The board did the same thing. They denied 70 feet but approved 100 feet.
Said that probably around existing trees, but it's very few and far between on the north, right along the road, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Is that why they set it back 100?
I mean, if you look, I think they want to be closer on the ends. This one's easily 100, but...
Mm-hmm. The one side.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying where they said they're planning around existing, there's very few out there.
Yeah.
More like ditch trees, looks like. Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure if those got destroyed in the storm, possibly.
There was very few there to
yeah.
start with
okay.
on the north side.
Yep.
You're okay with this one, Mike?
Yeah, that's what
at 100.
We went with 100. Yeah, that's what we talked about.
And now apparently township's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are.
I'll move to approve. At 100.
At 100, yeah.
At 100.
Motion, and you made the second, Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Mike?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Okay.
Yes.
John?
Just for clarification, Pete, some of these, you know, when they got the township signature, isn't that they approve them anymore, that they're notified so they can come to the hearing.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise we're running in trouble having almost like illegal meetings if you came and asked one person. We had that issue one time.
So no.
It came back at us.
So it doesn't mean the township.
It doesn't mean the township is approved.
Yeah,
it just says they're notified of it so they can come to the...
By signing, you acknowledge that you have been notified of the project or project.
So yeah, well, none of these townships have their own planning and zoning, so they
no,
have nothing
but,
to approve.
But if they do have some issues, then they'll come to planning and zoning, just
yep.
like everybody else.
I didn't know that, so yep. thanks for clarifying.
Yep. The last one is another tree setback variance for Rodney Rood, 100 feet from the center of County Road 21. This is in Marsh Township. This is down where his daughter lives. There used to be evergreens there, but obviously you know that the storm basically took them all away. So he's just wanting to plant right back where those were. And Jamie went out and measured, and she was fine with it. And the board approved
yeah.
it at 100 feet.
As long as they weren't getting close.
Yeah, she said no closer than existing pine trees.
Looks like all,
and they're all kind of in a line there.
Looks like yeah. they're all,
yeah. all along there, the trees. I mean, obviously those two lots are going to have to replant trees, but...
Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
And I gave you a list of building permits.
Be a lot of building for the year, huh?
And so far. We'll see if it keeps up.
That Robert Harstead, is that a reputable guy or not?
Yep, I made sure he was far enough back.
Did you check him out?
Yep.
Is that on
Grandma, where he's at. Yeah, they're going to tear Grandma's house, the old house down.
They own that farmstead now?
Yep, yep. And it's going to go way back, almost back to like the trees and yards.
That Kyle Challen, that was, we approved that last year, right?
Last year, yep, it's a renewal, yep.
Was that a renewal?
Two renewals, I think, on there.
This is his first renewal.
Severson's
is, no, that's just a brand new one because they just started that.
How's that one coming?
The framing is done on it.
Shingling's done.
Yep, so they're going to get into the next next.
That's totally new, right? They tore it out.
Yeah,
the yeah they had to. I think the insurance totaled it.
I think Donnie said they put new cement even.
Yeah, I think so.
I suppose foundation was probably pushed in through.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if he's going to do any outbuildings yet or not. Haven't been told that yet.
Going to wreck the barn and everything?
Everything is gone. Yep. Yep. Anything else for me?
How much burn ban? Let's
not.
Discuss that.
Okay. Burn restrictions.
Well, the only thing that's going to be confusing, because you can burn on some days when there's not a red flag warning, but you cannot burn on other days when there is. Correct?
So what it is, well, actually I have it here. So when it's low and moderate, you can burn. You
so
just have to call in your controlled burns.
So
and then when it's
who determines low and moderate? You?
The state, the fire.
The state does.
The fire ratings.
Like yesterday was too damn windy to be burning.
Yesterday was very high, and they had people burning, and
yeah.
went out of control. And then there was people just calling in controlled burns.
Well, they had one
and
down by Litchfield that they started on Monday or Sunday, and then yesterday the wind come up and poof.
And then it was, they called, I think they had deputies down there because of it was blowing over the road. So like today it's high, so that, I mean, that's no controlled burns today because of the high, but tomorrow it's going to probably be back very high, if not extreme, they're saying, because of
the wind
and how hot it's going to be.
So how is the average person supposed to know?
Well, I've been trying to keep the public informed as much as possible.
But you know, everybody's not on Facebook.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of older people that aren't.
No. And they can call it in too. Like dispatch, they don't really have, they don't have the authority to tell people before this that they shouldn't be burning.
Well, it should be a little common sense.
It should be.
Too, but.
That's why it happened, because it's just there's people out there burning and they shouldn't be, like yesterday. This way now there's this, and they can always call our office or dispatch to find out. But this way they have this now where they can let people know if it's in very high or extreme. So a red flag, it's automatically prohibited. Anything's prohibited. red flag.
I mean, you got at least one thing in town that says a indicator on it. Is that still up, I think?
I believe so. It's over by the old or the new Public Works building.
Does anybody change it every day?
You can't see that one over there.
You can't see it.
Not right at the moment, probably.
I think it's just going to be a lot of confusion because how do we know what? I know you can call in, but people aren't going to call in and see. So are you going to find people because they didn't know what was burn ban on? And you didn't talk to all the fire departments?
Oh, I emailed them all a copy of this.
Dana said they didn't get any.
I got the email that
talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then a couple hours later, I got the email that said it was in any effect, so.
Okay. What do you think about it, Dana?
I don't like it.
Because this is a lot of counties in the state are doing this now.
It's pretty restrictive. Yeah. I mean,
well, it says on there no unnecessary off-road travel.
Yeah.
Who regulates that? Who's the judge and jury on that?
What's unnecessary? I mean,
yeah. What's unnecessary?
If I got to go fix fence that day, but I can put it off, was it necessary today and not tomorrow? Or?
I mean, we can definitely take that off. I mean, we can redo it.
And then what are you going to do with the hundreds of people that come to the lake every weekend? How do they know what is going to be a high, you know?
I think it's just too confusing. That's
well, we can take it off. It's just there's going to be lots of burn bans this summer because it's going to be dry.
You know, the county never put on a burn ban in the past until the fire departments were getting tired and the fire departments were complaining about it. Well, now we haven't even had a call in Sanborn except the mutual aid of Jamestown this spring so far, and now we're shutting it down already. I know fire departments are supposed to be against burning, but, you know, there's things that have to be done. Accidents do happen. Mm-hmm. That's why you have fire departments, because accidents do happen.
And just about all rural people have to burn their garbage, because they don't have it.
Technically, that's illegal. Technically, it is illegal.
Now, if you're a farmer, you can do it.
So
you can burn tires.
And then you say burn pits, does that...
Those would be like your pits of, you know, your...
Does that include a garbage can then that's covered?
It would in very high. Under high, it would not. You'd be able to burn in high.
So most of the time, unless there was extreme...
Unless it's very high.
You could burn your garbage in a barrel or one of these new incinerator type things.
Yep.
Well, theoretically, you shouldn't have to have anything in place because a little common sense should go a long way. But we all know common sense doesn't always hit the equation. But
if you want to rescind it, then you make a motion to rescind it, and we rescind it, and just go month by month, I guess. I mean, that's up to you.
I didn't like on there about going till, what was it, December 31st
or
whatever?
That off. Yep.
And we took that out of there, because I did not like that. But
well, this is my own opinion. I'd make a motion to rescind it and go back to our old way of putting a burn ban when it's necessary. Like we did, but that's my opinion. So.
Sean, well, what's your thoughts?
Clear that way.
What's that?
I mean, it's clear that way.
Yeah, this way is way too confusing. I know what you're trying to do.
It's just I followed another county.
I know what you're trying to do, but
there's other counties doing it all over the state. So
we're going to get calls from everybody. I didn't know you couldn't burn today. I didn't know it was a red flag burning. You know. Yeah. I mean, my phone says red flag warning today.
Yeah, that people shouldn't burn, but they do.
Right. Well, smart people don't burn.
I know.
But there
I know.
Common sense.
But even smart people don't burn when it's not windy and they know it's hot and dry.
Then,
they shouldn't be burning. But you
know. Well, a few years back, they shouldn't have been burning sloughs down by Litchfield either. And that's when they burnt up half the countryside down there.
Yeah.
I had more people yelling at me because we didn't put something on.
Right.
But well, I'm going with the ones over in the area where I'm at. They're not smart enough. If it's windy, that's when they're going to light it because it'll burn faster.
That's your area.
You know, we can't control intelligence. It's not our job to control intelligence.
I know.
So that's my motion. Whether it gets a second or not, I don't know.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
No.
Mike?
Yes. We'll go back to
regular rules, so. Yep. Okay.
I mean, I think the regular rules work. I mean, I know maybe it's more work for you, but I think you're doing a good job on it.
Okay.
So.
Sounds
and if you got to call a couple of us to get approved for burn ban, you can always get a hold of Bill, and he can usually find a couple more. So.
Sounds good. All righty.
Very good.
Thank you.
Marilyn, come on up.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good
morning. Well, it's a beautiful day.
It is, yes, so far.
No yeah, wind, I'm not no expecting wind. It to last, but it's a nice reprieve. Okay, I have a couple of boardsmanship concerns from the March meeting that there was, that I was at. It's the only commission meeting I've ever been at. But I have a procedural concern and then an administrative concern.
Okay.
The procedural concern is, I'm wondering why you have chosen a format for public input on a topic that does not provide equal standing under law for both sides. What I'm saying is, I know any project that comes to you, the pro has to be first, because that has to be the introduction of the project, and then those who will benefit from it speak. So that's pro. And then there is the opportunity for those who are opposed, the con. But then what you had was also, then you had people who were wanting it again. So you had pro, con, pro. And there was no opportunity for rebuttal or for a closing statement from those who were con.
At the second one, you mean, or what?
At the commission meeting.
At the commission meeting, not at the planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning, okay.
Planning and zoning did, I don't understand why those who have no interest in it, who were neutral, why there would be a position for that. But at least there was a pro, con, pro, and then neutral. Mm-hmm. But the way it was handled at the commission meeting was there was pro, con, pro. So that gives more weight to the pro than to the con. You see what I'm saying? There's not equal standing under law.
The opposition was given a chance to talk, though.
But it was one, whereas those who wanted it got two opportunities.
They presented, and then they had a pro. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm coming from this as having had four terms on a school board and having had several seminar trainings and conferences and whatever to go. And that was one of the things they said, make sure that if there is something brought to the board, that we have equal standing.
Everything's to be equal.
Yes.
Well, other than the part where we let them stand back up to basically answer the questions of the ones that had issues, we really didn't let anybody else talk, did we? I mean, we let the naysayers, then we let the yaysayers, and then the ones that were building the project were the ones that stood back up to answer questions that we didn't know answers for.
Well, what I remember from it was the Cargis family and then the family that has the hogs and then the managers. They stood up.
Yeah.
And then it was those who had issues with this. And then it was the Soybean Council, the corn growers, the pork producers, Farm Bureau from Stutzman County, a couple of farmers from up at Wimbledon,
and they were all wanting it. So I was just wondering if this was a format that you had inherited, and instead of having your own imprint on how the meetings run, that you've just continued what you inherited, or is this something that you were taught at a seminar or a conference that this is the way to handle those situations?
Well, I thought it was a fair situation because everybody had a chance to talk that wanted to talk.
Yes? Jessica.
Our state's attorney advised us on how we should do the meeting since it was a issue, or it was possibly going to have a lot of people here. She advised us how we should be run, or how we should do it, make sure we give time to the people that give a certain amount of time for against, a certain amount of time for, and a certain amount of time for neutral. And then we also had the state, we reached out to the state to see, and they reached out and said that the commission and our planning and zoning board had run the meetings perfectly. They're actually wanting to get the recording of the meeting, a school down in South Dakota. They said that they ran the meeting wonderfully, so.
We're just trying to do it legally.
Yeah, that's what, right.
What and we think, see, from we what think we did it legally.
See, I was on the board in the late 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the state has decided to do things differently, but what we were taught was there needs to be equal weighted standing.
Yeah.
And you understand where I'm coming
from? Oh, yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
But we thought we did it legally and right. That's the advice of our state's attorney. So.
Okay. Well?
I value your opinion, but I mean, that's what we were told by our legal counsel of how to do it, so.
Well, even in a court of law, there's always the closing statement from each, the defendant and from the state.
Yeah.
They each get a closing statement, at least.
Do you think you were denied that?
I think so. Hmm. There were some things that were said by some of the associations that were very much, it benefits the associations to have a facility like this. And it doesn't benefit those of us who are living locally.
But it does go back to freedom to do on your own land if you're not hurting your neighbors in your opinion. You know, it's everybody's opinion.
Right. But there could be harm to those of us who are neighbors who are downhill, downstream, and downwind from them. We could be having harm.
And hopefully all those precautions will be met by the state.
Well, you know, another issue has come up in this old issue that we had with Fargo. Well, I should say Cass County Water Board wanting to put in at first they said a dry dam, and then they said no, it would be a dam that would be holding water. And now we got a letter yesterday that says they're proceeding forward on this through the NRCS. And it would be including Barnes County, Griggs County, Steele County, and Cass County, and we have to meet with them in Cass County. So all this watershed area is going to be affecting water that goes down. And I don't care if you tell me it's going to be knifed in. All these guys that are putting in tiling, I'm sorry, that tiling brings that water that has percolated down through all that, and it's carrying all those, not only the nutrients, but the negative parts of water in there. What are the forever chemicals that they're using to disinfect the facility with? All that is percolating down to where that tiling brings it up to the surface, and it's flowing through our dry creek beds, which in the spring or whenever we have a rainfall, it's not dry. We're having all that come through our pasture from several. It just siphons on down. You know, Sean, it siphons on down there from the ridge, and it comes through our pasture, and the one where my son and I were living in my other one.
Well, that used to not run a lot of the time, and it runs more time now than it doesn't, so.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the one, Mini Lake one, so. Well, that is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's before it actually hits the main channel. But.
So there is soil concern, there's water concern that this facility will be affecting that watershed. And I think that might be something that needs to be looked into about this facility.
I don't know if that was part of the conditions that we could look at.
No. It goes to the state now. I mean, we don't have much say at all.
No.
I don't know what the conditions were. To me, it was a waste of a meeting because we basically got to rubber stamp it. So.
Yeah, that's it. They went to the state, got everything cleared up at the state level. Okay, now you have to bring it back to the local, and it needs to go. You've gone through. You've complied with everything on the state level, so now you have to go through the legal proceedings. Yeah. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they made the law at the state level so that nobody, county or township, could do anything about it.
The state's
it stated
have,
right in that law.
The state's going to have hearings. So.
And what we did was, okay, now you can put a hog farm there. Everything else is up to that point. They have to follow through with whatever they're going to do to get it there.
We just actually approved a permit for it.
Conditional.
Yeah. To be able to put it there.
Yeah, but they have to follow all of before they can even put it there.
Yeah.
Correct. So we couldn't deny or really approve it. We just approved the permit. Conditional use permit.
If you would have denied it, it would have went to legal.
And it would
have went to court.
And it cost us a whole bunch of money.
Yep.
And we would have got overruled because the state law supersedes us. Because the legislature, Sean, you know this in the last few years.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just said. The law that they wrote overrode everything the township or county could do.
Yes. Yeah. So there is no local control on it. There is none.
No.
There's to some
no
extent, and that's it.
Minimal.
You know, they can overrule our zoning laws and everything if they want.
Well, it changed the local zoning laws, and it changed how that was looked at as a business. Because it got all the farm exemptions that no commercial business should have got.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have another one?
Yes. This is the administrative. And I was wondering, is it common practice for dated paperwork to come to the commission to just be received and then held for 1.5 months on a 60-day permit request? Before the commissioners are aware of the conditions and all the details given.
What's that?
But my understanding was the 30th of January. That's what somebody said. It was a woman's voice, and there were so many people I couldn't
probably
know.
Jess, maybe.
Jessica.
So but do you want to explain it, Jess?
Yep, so when they turned that in, it was too late to go to the February meeting.
Right.
We have deadlines. So it was too late to go to the February meeting, so we had to wait until the March meeting to be on the agenda in March.
But don't
they knew about the hog farm coming. We have been talking about it for
a year.
The updates as to the dates, because somebody up here, some man up here asked, well, how many days do we have, or how long do we have, was what it was. How long do we have?
It was 60 or 90 days. I can't remember.
It was 60 days. I wrote down.
It was 60 days, because I asked that question, and we had to address it by the end of March.
It has to be through local within those many days from the date it is turned into my office, which was the 30th of January.
Okay, so is that common practice to not let them know the details of those papers until the meeting that it's brought to?
Yeah, everybody that brings in their paperwork, if they don't get it in time for that meeting, they have to wait until the next meeting. But that's in century code. That 60-day rule is in century code for what we're talking about.
But see, as a board member, when I was on the school board, if there was something that needed to be tended to in 60 days, I would appreciate when the superintendent called or had a copy made of that paper and sent to me. So I was aware, so I could do my own due diligence.
and they all got theirs.
We had regular books, and there might be a couple of them still up there.
Mine's on the top.
Yeah, my board members in February.
We all had all the information on.
All the information, but did we have that it needed to be done in 60 days? I think that's our question.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because I asked that question at the.
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah, how long do we have? Do we have another month that we can consider this?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And that wasn't available to them. They didn't have that. Yeah. That's what it appeared at the meeting anyway.
Yeah, that's your question.
The 60-day thing is a new thing that I found out about right before the meeting in March.
I know it.
After we did the planning and zoning meeting, we found that out. That's why we had to address it in March. Yeah.
See, and that, as a board member myself, I would have appreciated knowing the details of such.
Of that part, yeah.
Yes.
We're right there with you.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever we have something on our agenda, we don't like to talk about it unless we have the facts from, and it doesn't matter which department brings it to us, but we want information. If Jason downstairs is doing something and wants different computer type stuff in the building, we want information on that package before our meeting so everybody can get a chance to look at it.
Right, and it's not necessarily that it's the responsibility of anybody other than, like, me as a board member. I had to take on that personal responsibility to get as much information as I could. And I know there are department heads that bring materials to you, but at the same time, the responsibility is on your shoulders to get as much as you can.
Yeah. And we have the information. Jessica got to us. Other than that 60-day thing. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They had absolutely everything.
Planning and zoning had it a month before.
Planning Commission had it a month before. Yep.
Month before.
Okay, so to go back to the first thing here as to where the local controls are taken away, how can that be changed on the state level? Legislature?
Pay attention who's sitting in Bismarck.
Yeah, who you vote for to go to Bismarck. That's who it is.
Because that bill got changed in 2023. And I mean, if you haven't read it, you need to read it, because there are so many things that they swept into that bill that just make most people puke. So,
to me, I do not like these omnibus bills. It should be one item each bill. One item, not put everything all together. Cluster. That's where you get all this garbage in that shouldn't be in there.
I know. But it's easier for him to push some of that through when it's all bundled.
I know. Because
would you rather buy one piece of firewood or a bundle?
Well, see, I go out and get my own firewood.
Well, thank you.
I was doing that last night after the wind died down. So, anyway, I'm just an old woman who had some concerns, and I thank you for hearing me, but I do think that there need to be some changes in the way things are done. And if it needs to be at the state level, we need to be at the state level.
It says written in that bill that there is nothing that can be done at the county or township level.
And as far as I understand, the way our government was set up, the county level is the true level, right? Our sheriff is the most powerful man in the county, I think, according to the Constitution of North Dakota and the United States.
And actually, it really goes back to the townships even, because we as a county, we don't overrule what townships do if they're abiding by the law.
Right.
So it really starts there.
Nope. But their main thing in Bismarck the last couple of sessions has been yakking about local control but ripping it away from us.
Yeah. Both on state and federal, I mean, all they talk about is local control, and it's gone away.
And you know that was happening earlier when you were still on the school board, that they were trying to control.
Yeah.
So in this situation, we're just following the law, what legally we have to do. Like it or not, that's what we have to do, is follow the law.
Well, thank you for hearing me out.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for going.
Okay, auditor's office. Approval of the minutes. Everything except for that one comment about the $11 is about the only thing I seen in there, and that was for the tracks.
And the other one was with that City County Health, that new memorandum, we are going to pay the insurance, not City County.
On the MOU trailer, you mean?
Yes.
The trailer?
The MOU that they signed with Jamie.
Yeah.
Trailer revised so this City County Health will cover the insurance. And now the county is covered.
Yeah, Jamie wanted, because she's running it, she wanted the insurance.
The county's covered.
Yes. So next year. This year it stays the same, but when they renew it, it'll be county.
So how do we do that with the... We can't approve these minutes. Or we approve it with changes made, or what?
With the minutes amended.
I think the minutes for the $11 would be fine in here, because we're going to address that right here.
Yeah.
So I think the only one that needs to change is that we're...
We'll put it in the minutes.
Yeah. But for the motion for this, I think we need to change that one for the county paying the insurance.
Okay, so we need a motion for that?
Yeah, motion
approved
to minutes
amend.
With the amendment for change.
Was that here a motion?
Yes. However you want to... I'm not sure I stated, so we'll approve the minutes as amended.
As amended,
With the
correction.
Correction with the county paying the insurance instead of the City County Health.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that starting works. As of the year of 27. Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Employee poll worker resolution.
Okay, that one comes
because of the change, it said, right?
Because they changed the law when we accept the absentee mail ballots. We can accept them now until 7 p.m. on election day. Prior, it was they had to be in the day before by 4 o'clock. So now we usually use, for our absentee mail ballot board, we use county employees and just pay them their regular wage. But now how do we want to handle from 5 to 7 or whenever they leave that day?
Would they be on overtime then?
No.
No. Oh. But your other workers are going to get paid what?
$15 an hour, right. Something, I suppose. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right now, that's what they're at, yeah.
Go over the first part again. What changed?
So when people could bring in their mail ballots, they had to be in Monday before election day.
Yeah, but now they can be in
that day out.
On election day, up to 7 o'clock when the polls close. Hmm.
Okay.
So usually our absentee mail ballot absentees, they were usually done working during the day on...
Right, they finished up during the regular working hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, all they
and
all
they're
stay.
More than likely going to be sitting there from 5 to 7 when it comes.
See if anybody else comes in.
Why can't absentee ballots be turned into the poll workers that are going to be there already?
Because they open them up and put them through the machine.
Well, we're going to have poll workers there anyway till 7.
But they can't do that part because they're checking in people. Their people are voting right there. The mail ballots.
So let me
are
just
all separate.
When I used to work the precinct, the poll workers opened the absentee ballots.
They're not going to have time to do that.
Okay.
Can you have one more person, even though it's all day, that could be on?
No, because you have to have two clerks, two judges.
Yeah,
for the absentee also.
To check in their ballots and go through the poll books and make sure they're in there and make sure they're signed and signatures match from the application to the ballots. And
so you'd have to do a whole another set of them just to deal with the absentee ballots.
Right.
You'd have two more extra people to be able to do it the way you want.
Well, you need five.
You need a whole
five.
Group. You need the
you
whole
need
set.
Whole five.
How many people will this affect up from your staff?
What's everybody in your office, isn't it?
Well, we use state's attorney, usually Tanya's Epperson is works there.
So five, six people?
Taylor, yep.
You have that group as all staff people that you right. from the offices?
Right now.
Right now.
Has been.
And you propose we just pay them their regular wages instead of election
work? Well, I don't know. That's kind of up to what I'm asking what right. we should do. I mean, I put in a... I sent you a copy of a resolution that was in our election book as an example, but that doesn't mean we have to go that way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, everybody we've got is willing to work.
And we don't have to decide today if you want to.
But everybody that is going to be there is willing to
go to 7 o'clock.
We're, I have to figure that out.
That's what you got to figure out.
It depends on.
Figuring that out and the rest of it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's a weekly thing here.
Right. No.
We'll do it now and we'll probably end up doing it in the fall and then it's done.
Yeah. So. Then it would be what, maybe. 2.5-3 hours maybe?
Yeah, figure it out and let us know, and then next time we'll tell you.
And maybe $50 an hour extra. So it's not a real big deal.
No.
And like I said, someone might not be able to stay that extra time if they get home for the kids.
But that's what you got to figure out if A to Z is going to stick around or not, and then we got somewhere to go.
Yeah. Okay. And because they can drop them off now until 7, they have to be here.
Yep.
So.
Okay. That'll pretty much take care of all that then. And then the only...
Did you want to talk about poll worker wages?
Yeah,
you want to leave them at 15?
We got to set a wage.
Yeah. You wanted to bump them up that day when you called me. You said maybe we should bump them up a little bit.
I wouldn't mind 16. They've been at 15 since 2020.
Yeah. You want a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Motion?
For whatever it is to 16.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Bill?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
And then the other one was the tracks that...
Because it's over now, 1,000, we got to make a motion.
Yeah. Randy gave us and sent us out the final on it, which was basically $1,100. And last time we thought it was
$11.
Was
it $1,100?
Yeah.
Well, $1,099,
isn't it? $1,099. Yeah. My mistake earlier, I apologize.
So I said, let's just put it on and make a motion that it's done. And so,
why don't you explain how much they originally were and how much you're getting for the grant and how much Eagles put in?
We got five on a grant and
$5,000 in the grant. We got
and $1,000
from the Eagles. So that leaves us a balance of about $1,100 to pay for.
Yep, $1,099.
And Randy had said that they could save about $500 if they put them on themselves, but then we're putting them on the very first time and not sure if everything's adjusted right. So if that's the case, let's have them put on and be done with it, and next time we could do it ourselves.
It might take us 2 days to put them on, and then you're not saving $500.
So
I'll make a motion to approve the $1,100 instead of $11 for the tracks for the side-by-side with the grants and the Eagles money all taken into grant itself.
Okay, there's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, any discussion I'd have is some of these, we're going for grants. And I was talking like when Marilyn talked about it at school and stuff, usually they come and tell us what they're going after so we know what our cost share is going to be before they even go after the grant. So I'm not sure what the process here is. School, they always tell us what they're going after so they know what our share is going to be.
We kind of heard about it down the grapevine on this one where somebody said, well, we got approved for grant for tracks for our UTV or ATV or side-by-side or whatever you want to call it, and then it was going to be this much, and we were stuck with $2,500. And I said, well, why doesn't somebody go check at the Eagles, because they got their gaming funding that they've helped us out with other things, and see what they'll do. Well, then they ended up giving $1,000 instead of $2,000, and that's where we kind of got a little bit of a kick in the pants, because we were thinking two, and then it came in at $1,000, so that's where this other $1,000 is coming from.
No, I'm talking right from the start, okay.
I know where you're coming from, but like I said,
we know how this works. I'm just saying, sometimes that cost share could be a lot, and they went for a grant, and you know, once you got the grant or the equipment, now you're going to keep
going
with it. So sometimes it's nice to know what that cost share is going to be before they apply.
Up front, you're saying.
Up front.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what we've done at schools, and hey, we're going for this. This is what's going to cost.
Well, like Jamie does with a road project.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the only thoughts. I didn't know how, because all of them go for grants, but you never know what our cost
becomes of it.
What becomes of it.
Yeah. I'm 100% with you. Roll call.
Sean.
Bill. Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Covered? Okay. Commission discussion. Pete?
The VA office, they were on training last week, so the office was closed part-time with, you know, they have their phones on and everything, but it's the same thing. They're spring and fall training. They both got to go, apparently, so... for the month of March, they had 2,927 miles put on the van. They gave 44 rides. The office had 228 calls, 113 walk-in clients, 10 appointments, and the van miles now sits at 94,737 miles. So we're approaching 100,000 miles.
What year was that again?
What year?
Yeah.
22? I think so.
Probably. We had about this third year. So we had about 3 years. So I'd say another year or so we're going to think about
it. I'd say another 2 years.
We were running really close to 200 to 2,500 miles.
We ran a half million, then maybe that's the difference. But over 100,000. It used to be the thing that 100,000 scared the hell out of everybody, but most vehicles easily.
Getting broke in.
Yeah.
We ran the last one 170. We did have a switch in the part-time driver's position, and last I talked, she did have somebody in mind, but I haven't talked to her since.
I was going to stop up there yesterday to see if she addressed that or not.
She had another person in mind to be the part-time driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
she had interest in.
I'll stop up there today and see if she found out anything. So, because Mike and I met with her that day and consulted on the part-time driver part. We had a LDPC meeting last week, the local emergency disaster. We also had a development corporation, which Sean and I attended. And I brought up the fact, Mike had brought up to me, that we reshingled the Rosebud and we got the shingles out of town. And I told Jennifer that was a pretty dirty deal. And she said, well, the contractor's out of town, which is fine, because if you can't get a local one, you can't get a local one. And I said, well, it's the same thing. We're reshingling our house this year, and a contractor put in a bid. But I specified that I was paying him just labor, and I was buying the shingles in town. And she didn't really have much to say about it. So, and Donnie was there. We talked to him about it, too.
Donnie Screw did the same thing that day, but he didn't. He bought the shingles in town. So they, I know they do it.
So,
I addressed it with her when you told me about it.
Yeah, and she did talk to you about it. And Sean agreed and everything. But she sat there kind of quietly. And so
that was at a regular meeting?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Last week.
Last week.
No, I brought up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And nobody really had much to say about it. And I said that's... And then I also said, you know, that they were always trying to get new companies or new grants or spending money. I said, we're losing businesses we have right now.
Yeah.
And I said, what are we doing for that? And I said, that's where the chamber should be coming in, and the chamber's not coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they kind of all got excited about that, but nobody said we didn't do anything about it.
Well, I agreed with you.
I went down the list.
Jennifer didn't seem like it was a big deal. And no. Like, yeah, it is a big deal. Let's keep what we at least got.
They're worried more about the core businesses than the big core business. So, I would write down.
Well, you're not going to get the big core businesses, and I've tried to explain this to her for years. You're not going to get the big core businesses because you ain't going to get people to work there if there's nothing to do in town.
Okay.
Yeah. So and you need all the business, or to buy in town.
And
you need all the businesses.
And we can't afford the $2 million to put out to attract some business. Mm-hmm. So I went right down the road. I said, this business is closed. This one is for sale. These guys would like to retire. And it's like it's news to everybody. They've never heard any of this. So I don't know. I probably wasn't that popular that day, but I was kind of bad mood anyway. So that's where that ended up.
You made a lot of good points.
Yeah, but
then I didn't have to be in a bad mood. I saved that for the water board, so.
And then, let's see. Yeah, that was about it. We were looking at hiring a consulting firm to look for new businesses, but that got tabled because she actually said she goes on AI chat to get a lot of ideas. I wonder if you can just go on AI chat and get a lot of these consulting ideas. So that got tabled for the next meeting until she gets a little more info on it.
Okay.
Instead of spending $20,000-$30,000 on a consultant that's going to give you a list of names that might not work anyway. So it was kind of an interesting meeting. So maybe Sean has more put on it. I did go to we had a Wintershall Foundation meeting last night, and then it carried into your board meeting a little bit. So we went over the numbers from the winter show and everything, and it sounded like a good year. You probably got more to add on that. So, but it's just a struggle trying to find new events for the winter show to keep it up and going. And financially, it's going to be a tough year. They did make money at the winter show, but you'll have more than that. So that's all I got.
Sean?
I had a museum meeting. I think it was a Thursday after our last meeting, but anyway, that was brought up at that meeting. What asked what we was going to do from the Historical Society for the
Centennial
of the building. So something we need to think about. And I probably should have notified you after that meeting that we could be thinking so we could talk about it today, but we'll have to think about it and talk about it next time. Like I said, went to economic development with him. He covered it pretty good. Water board was following that. Swanberg is now the contractor for getting the trash rack on.
Oh, down.
At Carlson Springs, yes. Scott Cole's doing it, but he's getting on through Swanberg. Anyway, so that hopefully
Freedom Machine never got it built then.
Yeah, I think it got built, or partially built. Scott's going to take it over, but then Scott didn't have the right insurance. Sean didn't have the right insurance. So they had to go to some contractor that had the insurance so that they can get it done. Since it's state ground, they need to have the insurance. So, Hobart was going to get open. They didn't think it would flow very damn long. It's probably done flowing already. So.
What is that, maybe 4 inches or so left at the road?
He said there was maybe 1 inch.
Ain't up very much.
It almost got to the road. So.
Yeah. It needs to be cleaned back further in.
To the channel.
Yeah. But how that's going to get done, because it's still wet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. But they'll look at that, they said, see the summer, so. The dam inventory. We talked last month and the month before about getting a opinion from the Attorney General, because evidently minds are changing in Bismarck as to whether they can let those go back. So what they're thinking this time is maybe they're going to pick one of them that the people are really interested in having back in their names.
Yeah.
And doing it and letting it proceed from there. So instead of the county the local water board having to go through the trouble of figuring out if it's legal. Just do it and see if it does work.
What type of dam?
Well, and that's the thing. They're going to restrict it to the bigger ones and go back. But if it's a stock dam, then it really has no influence on flooding.
So you want, the water board won't have to deal with them then anymore?
Well, there's 30-some dams that the county owns that are our responsibility, liability in the county. That the people have thought they owned and don't own, and
So does that release you from liability or not yet?
Well, that's what they want to find out.
Okay.
Process.
Yep. So that was another. And it has been decided, if we can get the money lined up, to remove the brown dam. Mm-hmm. I said I'd give them an old boat and get loaded with some fertilizer.
You need to take care of it.
Yeah. But no, they got to get, they think that, and I can't remember which outfit, they think they can get more money out of them because it'll be open the fish passage up. So they figure they will get more money out of them, so the local share should be almost nothing. Water development plan, which they're turning in everything that's going to be going on for the next biennium, but it doesn't sound good, so. Not just from our water board, I mean just from the state level, that
overall
projects are going to get cut back.
How do you
That was about it, I think. Oh, the bills, yeah. They asked if the money was there or not there. They said, well, considering that most of what they had to deal with last month was stuff that was required by state law, pay the bills and we'll have to figure it out as we go forward. And it's, we got to figure out, because, yeah, there's money in accounts that it shouldn't be in, and yeah, it's got to get
straightened out.
So. But they're working towards that. It sounds like the money was there for to pay the bond off, so that got done. Otherwise, they put virtually everything else on hold. So, except for like the legal drains that have money in their accounts to work on it. So, but they will have tiling permits. They will have complaints every month, guaranteed from now until freeze up again. Mm-hmm. So, and by state law, they have to address
them. There's always those.
So they're going to have the money to operate. And they have a secretary that also needs to be there to do that work, so. All right. That's all I got.
Mike?
Nothing really since last meeting that we had. We have city-county health meeting tomorrow. A regular monthly meeting. That's why I was sent out for that. They changed some things that they can use from that opioid settlement.
Yep.
So she makes some amendments so she can do some more with some trainings and stuff.
Well, they
widen the scope a little bit to what you can use it for. And that's what
that's what you sent out to us.
So yes.
Yeah, I see.
Because she wants to do more for prevention and work some with the schools and some other things there. And then we're down to two. We're going to interview two for the director position. That'll be Thursday morning. So,
okay.
Right now, I haven't had any other meetings since last time we were together. So.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Last week, I attended the first FFA awards banquet meeting supper.
And they did that down to the school, not at the Votech, right? They did it down here.
Yep. And that was really interesting. They're doing a damn good job of it.
Is that the first one that they had in quite a few years? Or what?
They just got the egg and the FFA going.
Yeah.
Oh, again. Okay. Because they used to.
Years back,
Years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. And, but it was a great meeting. Good. Yeah, they did a good job.
I wish I had known I would have come.
Yeah, so do I.
And then last night I didn't make it to the winter show because I had NDSU Extension Office meeting. There was about 15 of us at that, so I went to that. So I didn't. I haven't heard no numbers on the winter show yet. Trying to think if I've got anything else.
Any updates on our building progress? Heating and cooling?
Just that it's running
okay.
Normal. Yeah, everything good there. We did reach out to, we got a couple of different options for when we get to the point that we need funding. We can either, Bank Forward reached out to us, and they're willing to work with us any way that we would like them to. Mm-hmm. Same with the Bank of North Dakota, which we originally started with. But, and one of the main guys that's in charge of that is one of the commissioners from out west. And I've been talking back and forth with him, and he would come to a commission meeting if we would like him to, and he could explain the ins and the outs of every different orifice out there for recruiting money or getting extra money. And they would give us a really good rate-wise for the construction loan part of it, so... I said I would bring it up whenever you guys want to have him at a commission meeting. He said he would just skip their meeting and come to ours for the day.
Sounds like sooner the better. We're going to need money.
So,
I would think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So could we get money for this through the one of the USDA programs or not?
We can, yeah. I checked with them originally.
Yeah, that's
them,
what I thought.
Yeah. Them and the Bank of North Dakota is who I originally checked with, and then...
Well, on either one of them, you're going to have a local bank sign on, right?
Yeah. And then Debbie, I don't know how she ended up talking to this gentleman, but...
He comes to our meetings.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he was there, and he goes, if you guys want any help at all, he said, I'll gladly help you, and I said, we'll take all the help we can get.
Sure.
Because he's in the banking system, so... So put him on.
Yeah. I would think you'd see what our options are. We got.
Which?
Where from?
Is he from?
Out west.
Richland,
yeah.
Wabbiton.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of his name at the moment. But no, that you said he's from Richland, yeah.
See what his name is.
Yeah, it's the one from Richland I'm thinking about that he's been at the summit. He was at the summit. He was at the one breakout session at Redacto. And he also gave kudos to Barnes County for doing that host thing. Because being we did it, they actually got something on him. So.
Just looking for his name here. Nathan Burseth?
Yep.
That's the one.
Yeah. So anyway.
Now my mind works, but before that wasn't.
Why don't you put him on for like 8:45, and I will call him this afternoon.
In the next meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he can give us the ins and the outs so everybody can hear it.
Okay.
I did do that. Other than that, I think that's all I've got.
And then how much in May are we doing on the budget already? Or we're not going to wait till June? Or?
Whenever Julie gets on board, when we want to start talking about it.
I suppose once the election's done.
Budget, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to start earlier than we did last year.
Yeah, I
want to
get the blight budgets out to everybody this month yet, so they can have them in by June 1st. But everybody was late turning them in last year.
Well, the museum's done. I know that. They already had a couple of meetings with, they picked part of the board members and did a committee for that. And I'm pretty much guessing theirs is done already, so. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year we kind of got jammed up down to July.
We always worked on it, I know, starting in late May or early June, so.
Randy, was there a time frame you needed to know on your antennas for your radios?
It's cold, so. It's a cold, so.
Antennas?
Well, broadband antennas instead of the VHF one, we gotta go broadband ones now. Or multiband, I guess is what they're called, they're multiband ones.
You just sent something out on that yesterday.
Yeah.
That's part that the state didn't think about with the new radio.
Yeah.
They could include some money for that.
Well, see, we're doing redoing the radios.
Yeah.
You're talking the siren.
The siren system.
Siren system,
yeah. Yeah, so now the antennas don't correlate back and forth, and it was, what, 900 and some odd change?
$900 some dollars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got it here, I guess.
Is that for all of, what, 10 of them or something, wasn't it?
Yep. $916.40.
Which isn't horrible, but it's still one of those things that
they made us do.
Mandate, there was no funding.
Yeah.
Why they didn't put them on when they installed the radios? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, why state didn't charge some more money? It's starting to turn into a really expensive.
It's interesting.
So next meeting is okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So put it on the agenda next meeting that we A-OK his antennas, and we have a motion on it.
Yeah, they're working. It's just these would work better when we get up in the lake. And,
yeah.
You know, so. That'll work fine.
Okay.
All right.
Other than that, I think that's all I got.
We have been having the county township equalization meeting. Mike, you had yours and everything else. And, the eggland valuations dropped a little, as we knew. The commercials and the individuals went up a little. As we do, so. And that, remember when we had that thing last spring at the equalization where everybody complained about their valuations, and then the ones that complained got it cut in half? Well, those people have to apply again for that same land.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. As long as they know about that. So.
Yeah, we got help. So our equalization meeting, nobody showed up for us, so we didn't get to do anything. But we went through all the information. It was asked at ours why the ones that asked for rate reductions on stuff that had got changed last year with that new state numbers that came out a year ago, why they didn't get automatic. I said, because they're not here to get it.
Yeah.
Right, I said, just like the house thing, where if you get $1,600 off in your house, you get to apply for it every year.
You get to apply every year.
It's you as a taxpayer having to take that responsibility of doing your due diligence.
And they can apply for multipliers this year.
Right.
But you got to apply for it.
Yeah. And we got to be careful this year about just granting blanket access when people complain, because it's not fair to the ones that aren't complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and it's going to be interesting for budget just to add because of that reduction in the ag land.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a substantial chunk of change off of our budget.
The value of our mill levies will go down. So if we're staying the same number of mills, we have less money and more expenses. So then we either got to start finding ways to cut expenses, because Harold told us we can lower our mill levy, but doesn't mean we're going back and cutting expenses. Right. So.
And he always talked about coming in.
Maybe
that's what we do get him on before we get into the budget.
Because I need to talk to him.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea, I don't
think.
No.
Schedule all day.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. There is tacos today.
Yeah, what time we got it?
11 o'clock. Bill's going to be here at 10:30.
To set up?
He'll be here at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
All the tables and stuff kind of got set up so far already.
Do we leave those plastic runners on the floor? Or
I don't know if Shane was going to pull them off. I talked to him yesterday afternoon.
I wondered if they'd pull them off.
Because it's going to be old people. If they get wrinkled up, they could slip or trip.
I'm guessing they got put down just to keep the foot traffic off until then, is what I'm guessing.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
Put that dust in the sign and cutting.
Is there anything we can do? I mean, we got to keep it.
Well, we talked about doing a ventilation system, and I haven't heard yet, so.
We've got allergies flaring.
Yeah.
And we got to do business as usual about how we protect our workers.
Yeah.
On the radio, we're going to this 800. We got one portable that didn't go, but we bought it in a group of four. The other three did, so that's not.